Thinking about open space and not know precisely what we mean in terms of the natural areas and stormwater management ponds. And you have to think through the matter of golf courses in terms of being open space. They're recreational. They certainly are. But are they really open space in the sense of what that definition needs to be? So it really needs to be thought through. There is the mention in the mobility element of special planning districts, which can work very well, but they cannot be aimed only at transportation. And this has been said before, and it cannot be emphasized enough. Our infrastructure is not just transportation. It's got to be the whole spectrum of what we need to have functioning, healthy, whole communities. And I bring up the matter of emergency response because, yes, we have a fine paralegal staff, but they have to be able to get where they're needed. And that's something that is part and parcel of our infrastructure, so that it has to be taken into consideration. And those very people who we need in terms of emergency response, our nurses, our teachers, our firemen, our police, are having a rough time in coastal Sussex, no matter what is said, in terms of finding the places to live that they can afford, either rental or to buy. Because right now, as I understand it, in Sussex County, to afford a two-bedroom apartment for rent, someone has to earn a minimum of $13 an hour. And for many, many people, $13 an hour does not come easily. And it means at least two jobs, possibly. And many families, the two have to work. And if one gets sick, there evolves a tragedy. Then I want to speak to you about the special tax development districts. Please think that through. Again, this is aimed at permitting transportation improvements, and it isn't looking at the total picture of what's needed when a development is applied for and is going to come online, and that is all of the infrastructure that's needed. And that's why you're not giving up one ounce of your sovereignty if you deal and think in terms of the adequate public facilities ordinance and that approach. Because what that does is give you more power in terms of being able to think through what is needed and what must happen in order for additional development to take place. And I'm sorry that I can't stand up here tonight and give you a total accolade, but I do appreciate the fact that you have a hard road to hoe ahead of you in terms of working this through. And I please plead with you again, let's work together instead of standing on our pride and saying, we have this authority and you don't, and the other side saying, we have the authority and you don't. We can bring it together. Thank you.
My name is Debbie File. I am from URS Corporation, and tonight I am representing the town of Milton. My office is at 24845 DuPont Boulevard, Millsboro. I do want to compliment the council and the staff on the municipal outreach during this plan. We were asked to attend a meeting in Lewis. It was an effort with Ellendale, Lewis, and Milton, and I represented Milton at that workshop. We did present we were asked to mark up some land use maps and provide those back to Mr. Godwin. Excuse me. And we marked up the maps. How I see the maps have not been updated in the plan. So once again, we respectfully request consideration of those changes to the potential municipal annexation area map and the future land use map for the town of Milton. with the considerations